Fluorescent lights and boring walls. There's not much joy inside these stalls. So leave a little kindness, make somebody's day. Potty positivity, spread some love today.
All right, we're going to turn this negative. Somebody in the office taking down the positive messages that Kennedy's been leaving in the ladies' room. We're going to turn it into a positive on the show today. A potty positivity movement is happening. Ashley, where are you going to be posting these positive messages?
I will be posting it in Westboro at my work.
I'm so excited. Do you know what you might say?
I don't, so I would love a suggestion for my first one.
All right. I got a couple for you. How do you think about... You're doing better than you think.
Oh, wow.
Or you can put it on the mirror and say, you look great, by the way.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, I hope one of those helps. Oh. Will you take a picture?
I will. And our bathrooms are unisex, so everyone will see it.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
So you work in an architecture shelving company?
I do. We manufacture architectural shelving all around the United States.
Sounds like they might need a pick-me-up in there.
Or something like, don't put yourself on a shelf. Go out there and take on the day.
That's
or your top shelf, sweetie.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm sure they've heard all the shelf puns. They've heard all the shelf puns.
But not on a sticky note in the bathroom.
Stop yucking our yum.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Be sure to send us a picture, too, okay?
We will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, you go to Bridgewater State, or you work there?
I'm a professor at Bridgewater State.
Okay.
That's amazing. And you're going to post something positive in the bathroom today?
Well, I will. I always do. But I'm happy to tell you that Bridgewater State University has been doing it for years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what inspired me. So when I heard what you were doing, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's spreading. I'd be curious to hear from other listeners if at their universities or colleges or high schools they see it too. Yeah, Bridgewater State has been doing it for years. Any bathroom you walk in at Bridgewater State, you see post-it notes just like you're doing that give you little messages of encouragement to get through your day. And so inspired by that, I got You Are Beautiful stickers that you can buy, and I keep them in my phone and in my purse, and I put them in airport bathrooms. I put them in, you know, theater bathrooms. I put them everywhere I go.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I have to put some in my purse now. Great idea.
You're spreading positivity internationally.
I love
helping
this.
On flights.
And
No, but once again, Kennedy and I are so aligned, as are all the peoples who do this kind of thing, like the people at Bridgewater State University who help the students and the faculty and the staff and anybody who gets to stop into a restroom on their way to whatever.
Well, it was missing the flashy name. Now that we have the flashy name,
it's so good.
Potty Positivity, it's going to go viral across the world,
I hope so.
Thank you for your service, Professor.
Yes, have a great day.
She is the professor of Potty Positivity.
Oh, my God, please don't name me that, but sure.
Oh, that's so great. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank
it was great
you.
To talk to you.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
So you work at an ortho office?
Yes, I do.
And are
everybody
you going...
loves their orthodontist, don't they?
No. No, there's nothing more frightening. But are you going to post something positive in the bathroom?
Well, I will say yesterday was a tough day at work, so I am going to put one in the bathroom, in the employee bathroom today. But I had a cute little story I wanted to tell you guys.
Uh huh.
So, like, over 15 years ago, the orthodontist office that I worked at, the orthodontist was great. He was away on vacation, and the associate ortho was working. So every patient that came in that week, we had them write on a post-it note, like, a cute little message to the orthodontist, and we stuck it in his private bathroom that was in his office. We had it covered, walls, ceiling, the inside of the toilet lid, everything. So, like, it was just, all you could see was post-its. Even the patients that he was convinced didn't like him at all still wrote the cutest little messages for him. And he's been retired for probably 10 years now, and he still talks about it. And it really did bring, like, a little tear to his eye because he was just like, oh. So, I love this.
Oh, I love this for you as well. Well, you need to post them out there where everybody can see, not just the boss man.
Well, exactly. I'm going to do that today for all of us, the girls at the office. But yeah, I just wanted to share that story because, I mean, like I said, nobody really likes their orthodontist. But
well, nobody likes paying their orthodontist. I think they're fine. It's just when you get the bill.
Oh, the kids don't like us too much either. After the fact, everybody loves us. But while you're going through it, they're like, oh, God, you're Satan. Get away from me.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Lori. We appreciate that.
No problem. Have a great day.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.